Yo, what's up, people? Man, I know it's been a minute. I'm lately having a lot going on, to be honest with y'all. Like, from music to business and ideas. I'm trying to figure out, you know, in life, you know, you always have those moments where you're just trying to figure out what do you do next. And lately, I've been in those pockets or those zones, just having those, like, what is next? Because it's like, you have a lot on your plate. You got so much happening, but it's never like sometimes, like, what does next really look like? Like, I get my now. I get the place that I'm in right now. But like, when you turn that corner, it's like, what does next look like? Because you really don't get a glimpse. You can always, here's the thing, I could be by myself, but it's like, you can always feel like something is about to happen. And it's a good feeling, you know what I mean? And like, in between your now and your next, that anticipation be crazy. And so I said all that to say, you know, I want to really be consistent with the podcast because I like doing it, you know. The feedback be amazing. No complaints on that. Y'all be on it. But yeah, that's where I'm at. And truthfully, you know, ladies and gentlemen, like, I'm in a place right now because I'm a very social guy. When I say social, not necessarily like an in-person social, like when it comes to like social media, you know what I mean? And when you're part of the church and all that stuff, I am personally, y'all hope y'all can take it, but I'm so sick of the social media world when it comes to the church. You know, I'm actually at that place where, like, I don't even come online till like mid-afternoon. Because it's like, am I growing? Or when did I get connected to so many amateurs? Like, I get it, man. You know, church, you gotta be able to, you know, finance the church and ministry for it to go and do what it do. But man, these new folk have turned ministry into a stream of just income. Like, this church that it's like, it ain't about no souls. It's not about getting closer to God. Hey, and if y'all hear any background noise, I'm podcasting from my balcony. I needed some fresh air. So if y'all hear like wind or whatever, that's where I'm at. But yeah, back to like, and I get it. You know, you need the necessary money to do ministry at a high level. If the goal is for souls, people, the betterment of people, to empower with information and you know, that word. I would never thought, like, and I'm still a young man, you know, I'm mid-age, but I never would have thought that I would live in a day where the Bible wasn't even the focal point of our faith. Like, people really don't even really touch the word. And what's even more, I want to say scary, but it's disheartening that not even the Bible, but the gospel. I don't really hear too many people preach Jesus. Like, you hear people preach, you know, about their cars or their money. Everything is a come up. Everything is about what can I get? And if I can't gain from it, there's no need for me to even discuss it. And so, Yeah. And so me personally, you know, I just been detoxing from the church, man, circle when it comes to, you know, I love my church. My church is dope. But this church that we, like, these prophets, and I know I ain't touched them, you know, socially in a long time. But, bad, man. And I'm not anti, prophet or prophesy, all that stuff. But it's just like seed. What you gonna sow? Get you something in the ground. And I'm for all of that. I believe that, you know, in order to receive a harvest, you must. But man, some of these guys ain't got buildings. They ain't got staff. They're just sitting on the screen, giving words, and it's so many words. I've never seen God just speak to one person so much. Just, and it's like I feel people talking about. They just feel like prophesying. Like it's like a game show. Like hop in, share, you know, let the folk know I'm on, you know, cause I feel it. I feel like giving a word. And then I'm like, I get and it ain't funny, but it's comical, but I'd be like, man, how does God have so much to say through you to another person? But you broke. Why am I getting a million? You not? I never understood it. You know what I mean? At least, you know, some folk that I know, follow, whatever. At least I can say what they prophesying, they actually got. People prophesying folk into stuff that they don't have. You know, and it sound good because, you know, and this is a whole nother thing. Like to say God told you has now become a gimmick. Like God said, you know how dangerous that is to say God said something and you know he didn't say it, but you just gonna put that out there because it's like you really can't challenge it, but you doing it for somebody just to give you some money. So you gonna put God's name on it. Man, these folks done lost their damn mind. But, you know, now we got pastors rebuking musicians. You know, it's all over the internet. Every other week, it's somebody getting blasted. Hey, here's my thing. I don't think no one should be above correction. You know, especially if you're in relationship with an individual. You know, if you have chemistry or you actually work, you know, a person should be, hey, man, what you doing? You know how we roll. I ain't feeling it. You ain't did something wrong. When you got relationship, it's not taken, you know, as disrespect if something may transpire publicly. But when you don't know this person and you ain't hire them to work in this moment in ministry, like, you got to take what you get. Or it's simple. I don't need no music. Like this entitled, self-entitled stuff going around, acting like somebody should want to play for you or accompany whatever you got going on. No, that don't work like that. It's simple. Nobody got to be viral. That's over. You know what I mean? Just say, hey, do the fist. Hey, bro, thank you. I don't need no musician. You know, that pulpit bullying mentality, 2023, that ain't gonna work. Some of y'all, I know y'all grew up seeing that stuff, and you couldn't wait until you graduated from seminary, so you got your opportunity. These musicians, they gonna, okay, keep playing with them. These little niggas ain't playing. Get your behind whooped. You know, and so, yeah, we got to cut that out. I'm so sick of these viral music pastor musicians. See, y'all hear my frustration. Church, it's like, oh my God, what else can we do? And then I ain't want to talk about him. He a good little dude, man. You know, Daniel Johnson. y'all probably, I mean, some of y'all probably know him. Musicians know him, some for his playing, but some for, you know, his preaching, I don't know if it's preaching or whatever he be got going on online. And he made some comments telling the musicians to stop playing secular stuff in church, to stop playing Disney. Yeah. And y'all know I play Disney all the time. You know, he know that too. That's why when I looked at one of his videos, he was playing Titanic. I was like, ain't this how hypocritical is it? Titanic meets worship. 2 years. It was just 2 years. Dang. You know, they sent me the video. It was like, so is this what he talking about? I was like, man, folk, just me. Now, he could, he might have got convicted, you know, and God must have revealed something to him, you know. But all that, let me say something, especially to him. He's a good guy. We actually worked together on Rich Talbert's first live recording. He played organ. And I thought, you know, I thought his spirit, well, he got a good spot. He kind of different now. I don't know. He must have always been like that. I don't know. He must have had a Damascus Road experience. But, you know, he's got this 80s, 90s apostolic demeanor now where he's rebuking and act like he's chastising or has become a voice or influencer, you know. Sometimes, let me say this, man. Some of y'all don't have enough paperwork to correct people, man. You don't have the catalog. You don't have the necessary ink on the paper, or people that can vouch and say, yes, this person had it. And I understand you saying, well, this is what the Word of God say, but the Word of God means nothing if this is your belief system. Because we can quote scripture and just quoting it without proper context. That's bad theology. It turns into bad theology. And I ain't saying, and I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but yes, I am. Yes, I am. Because he said a couple things on his video. But all this whole, we got to cut all this whole, we checking somebody. Like, yeah, y'all need to stop. Man, you stop. If you don't do it, you just don't do it. God dog, like, you can't, what ain't God to you? That don't, like, that it's God for others. I'm so sick of everybody acting, they get a revelation, or they get, I don't know what these folks be thinking, but like, it gets on my nerve. But he ain't no bad guy, you know. And I know he feel like, you know, he know the Word, so, you know, he on the battlefield fighting for the Lord, or he is crying loud, sparing not. Then once you get somebody like Todd Delaney, I seen him under the post putting a battery in his back. Oh, man, that gave me much courage to keep fighting on. But keep fighting on, Danny. You got it, man. Keep rebuking the musicians and being a leader in this day, you know. But so that's what that was. But anyways, man, so in other news, I thought we was friends, you know, Dr. Apostle Regina Martin. She posted a post yesterday, and I forgot the question. I'm gonna paraphrase, was something like, you know, how could you be a Holy Ghost filled woman? With the Holy Ghost gotta do anything. And dress nasty and provocative. So they sent it to me, right? And so I y'all know how I am. you know, if you get offended, I don't know how you can get offended. Am I that bad? Because she blocked me. And that was my girl. I thought we was cool. She blocked me, whatever. And all I said was, you know, well, some of the pictures you be posting is extremely provocative. I mean, I be like, okay, come on, Apostle. And actually, to be honest, I thought she was going to be like one of the ones that was going to shift, you know, generations from, you know, from mothers of the church to this whole sexy minister look. You know, she hanging around Stormy and all these old secular people. And when they dress. And now all of a sudden, she wanted to go see. What it is she didn't got a hold of these. See, that's why you got to stay away from these prayer warriors. See, y'all don't listen to me. Don't nobody want to hear what I'm saying. You know, she got connected with a prayer warrior. Now they got her back in these big, long jean skirts with these white pro socks and New Balance shoe with a church picnic T-shirt. But I just thought, I was like, I get what you're saying, Regina, but you can't be the voice for this one. You gotta wait a couple years, you know, with a robe on, because you just had your back out. But yes, then I look and I'm like, dang, why Regina blocked? What up? She blocked me. I was like, man, can y'all go tell Regina to unblock me? I ain't mean to offend. But let me tell y'all something, though. Whenever you consider yourself public, right? And I don't just throw the word figure out like that, because just a viral post doesn't make you a public figure. But when you post them, your page is public, it's open for a response. And if you consider yourself a figure, you got to be okay with the positive and the negative. If one thing or a response caused you to shift or block and all that, you're really not ready for the light, because that negative, positive, whoever, opinion, that comes with being in the public. And so I'm like, when she blocked me, I was like, she's an amateur. You know, if all you want is somebody to fan you and praise you and repost with honor, then you just want fans. That's like, you're not really a public figure. You know, and it ain't nothing but women, it's never men. But that's a whole nother discussion. So, yeah, y'all tell Regina, man, we ain't enemies. Stop that. I don't block. What'd you block me for? You know, but anyways. So that's where I'm at, y'all. You know, church peace, man. I just be like so frustrated. I just want to get back to just basic sound doctrine. You know, vacation Bible school, Sunday school. I be wanting to go back to that. This new, what they call that? These life coaches, they done dropped, forget the minister, evangelist, elder, ain't none of that no more. They just calling everybody by their first name. See, that's what happened. Remember, we don't need no titles. Yes, we do. Because at least we knew, if a person said they was evangelist, they knew what they were going to do. Or elder, minister, it was job descriptions. Now, we just calling people, hey, John, you know, but it is what it is. So, I'm going to do my best. I promise you. I might start trying to do something every day. You know, in the wind down, like, of my life, I'm going to cut the mic on and let's roll. Because I got a lot to talk. I really want to discuss on the next episode, like, where I'm at with my relationship status. I'm not in a relationship. But, yeah. I'll see y'all on the next one. That's gonna be a good one. All right, peace out.